We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a somewhat snowy Marks and Reese show. Hope everybody had a great weekend on a Monday. And breaking news just coming down within really seconds of us going on the air. My headphones weren't even plugged in yet. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Hello, Isaiah.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Kareem Hunt signs with the Browns.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, there was profanities being hurled around the studio a few seconds before we turned on the microphones. But yes, according to the, and I haven't even really looked at it, I don't know how many more details are out other than that, but all of you that were dreaming of the Eagles signing Kareem Hunt in the offseason, Ike, it'll take care of everything. You don't have to worry about using a high draft pick. You don't have to worry about another free agent running back. Kareem Hunt checks all the boxes. Just got to deal with the suspension, et cetera. Signs with the Browns. So there you go.
Yeah, and some people will say good, but, you know, I was hoping to get him here.
Not me.
But I knew someone would sign him, and, you know, John Dorsey knows him, drafted him out there in Kansas City, and, oh, well.
Yep.
Nothing we can do now.
I think it's a good spot for him.
Oh, yeah.
Young team, yep. Everything else. They already have a running back there, Chubb. That, you know, so that he doesn't even have to worry about next year. Whenever the suspension happens, it happens. But so we'll keep you updated on the latest with that, Ike. But that certainly wasn't, I hadn't even really thought when would he sign, right? I mean, he's a free agent, so he doesn't have to wait till free agency. But there wasn't a lot of buzz around where he was going to sign, who was interested, or whatever else. They kept it quiet, which I guess is good. So. There you go. Ike, I don't know if you noticed, but the 76ers and their new-look team over the weekend, big win yesterday over the Lakers, and everyone's loving it. I mean, I've seen everybody from Tom Kelly to national people to everybody saying this is the best team that since the 83 championship team, this team. It was impressive. It really was. It was an impressive showing. The first two games out 2-0 with the big four. Jimmy was giggling yesterday with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Harris, Tobias Harris, he looks good.
Yeah, the team looks good. I mean, listen, through the first two games, two good Western Conference opponents, the Denver Nuggets and the LA Lakers. Not necessarily your top, not the Lakers in this instance. The top of the Western Conference, but Denver certainly is one of the top two or three teams out there, even though they aren't playing as well as they were a couple weeks ago. But nonetheless, two good wins. When you're looking at Brett Brown having to sort of find a way to fit these guys in, and Tobias Harris over the first two games fits in quite easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's forcing anything. You know, we talked about shots being sort of limited for these guys, and they're going to take their turns. You know, the first two games, you know, Tobias has gotten his. Jimmy was big in Friday night's game. Mm-hmm. So was J.J. Redick. And B didn't have a big night, but that's going to happen. And so as long as these guys are more than willing and recognize when one of the other guys or two of the other guys has it going, then that way you can just start playing. You can start contributing in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, hey.
Like you said, when JJ's feeling it, let him shoot.
I want to see this team going. I do. You want to see them get in the playoffs. And tomorrow night's another good test, even without Kyrie. As you hear, he's not going to be in there. But, hey, racking these wins up, you want to keep doing that. If you can jump up into that second or third seed by going on a little bit of a run, that would be great. Very good team, man, has a chance to do some good things. You know, I know we feel good right now, but I remind people that when this team went on a, 16-game win streak last year?
End of last year,
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we all felt like, I know I marked them into the finals as the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And we had a gentleman sweep in the second round, 4-1.
Yeah.
to the Celtics. So
I'd be shocked at this point if they weren't in the finals. I would. I'd be shocked. That's how good this team, just in the first two games. Not, they don't even know how to play with each other yet. Brett Brown hasn't even figured out what the rotation is, how many minutes, who fits here, who fits there. They're just too talented. I look at them as seriously a lock to get to the finals. We'll see what happens when you get to the finals, but this is, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I don't want to.
Well, you already have.
Well, I don't want to overreact, but this team.
Well, you already have. You just said they're locked for the finals.
They are.
And that's a clear overreaction.
Well, they're, in my opinion, they're certainly the favorite to make the finals right now. The Celtics, something weird's going on with the Celtics. I don't like the vibe. They lost two bad games over the weekend. So Celtics out.
I think Toronto's the best team. I think they're, you know, adding Marc Gasol. That's another piece they added to that team. I think they're the best team. Now, we'll see. Sixers, Raptors, Eastern Conference Finals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. And if they can get past Toronto, man, that's Toronto's a very good basketball team.
Yeah, they are. They're good.
Toronto's a very good basketball team.
And was it they just who just acquired Jeremy Lin? Was that
Toronto?
That was Toronto, yeah.
They just added Toronto. Yeah, I forgot about that. They just added him.
That's a good sign. That's a good trade.
They got a point guard that can score. You got to think about it. Ben, oh, God. We'll get into him because there's so much stuff surrounding him. But, you know.
Hey, man, he's a three-point shooter now. Like, that's a nice-looking three he threw up, too. It wasn't end the corner. It was at an actual. LeBron was sagging on him all game. So he said, hey, I'm going to shoot it.
Here's what I'm afraid of.
Good form?
Here's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
When you look at the Raptors. And listen, this is not to poo-poo the Sixers, because I do believe, to me, they're the second-best team in the Eastern Conference right now. That's what I believe. I think it's the Raptors and then them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Bucks have the best record, I'm not ready to say the Bucks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. I'm just not. And I love the Greek Freak, but come on, man. Tony,
I tend to agree.
Tony Snell, come on, man. Yeah, I'm not. Middleton, I'm not going for all that. The Raptors, mm-hmm. and I just think, you know, at the Marcus Morris with his comments about the Celtics, they may be ready to self-implode there. So I just see the Sixers and the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals. And
here's what I
see. Let's see when we get there. I'll see how I feel when we get there, but I'm definitely booking the Eastern Conference Finals right now.
NBA Finals, and this is definitely, and I hate being disrespectful to teams that played maybe, I mean, 2001 was the Stone Age, realistically, in the NBA, right? We're talking about 18 years ago. But this is the best team since the 83 76ers, without a doubt. We're talking about 36 years. And I'm right now, what I saw in two games, what I'm going to see going forward here is probably the second best team in basketball, but certainly the best team in the Eastern Conference, and certainly the best team we've had in this city. I mean, you have to look at 83. So I guess the question is, are people overreacting after two games? I don't think I'm overreacting based on what I saw and the talent that they have.
Yeah, you are, but it's okay. You should. You're in the moment. Should be excited. I'm not ready to say they're better than the 2001 team yet. I'm not. I'm just giving respect to Bubba Chuck. I'm giving respect to a Hall of Fame coach and Brett Brown, Defensive Player of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, a team that
Eric Snow.
Found a way, a team that found a way to win by basically clamping down on people and allowing Allen Iverson to do his thing. Now, you may say this is a more talented team. Sure, it's a more talented team, but that team in 01, the parts fit. They fit. Everyone knew their role.
Mm-hmm.
They were good from beginning to end. You know, this team just got together. I heard people telling me the team at the beginning of the season, this is the best team the Sixers have had. They didn't even have Jimmy Butler yet.
Totally different
team. This team was better than the 2001 team. Ah, yeah, you were one of those people that were saying that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that team got dismantled already.
Right.
And that team has been made over completely from the beginning of the season. So how is that team better than the 2001 team?
Double digit favorites against 2001, this team.
Well,
That's
a hypothetical. Well, you can make it a 30-point favorite if you want to.
Well, that's a line. I would set the line at 10.
Yeah, that's a hypothetical. Just different styles. Today's game versus what the game was like then, where it was a more half-court game. Listen, the only way you can be better is if you actually go to the finals.
Yep.
And win. I mean, that's the only way you can really be better.
Well.
I said that about the Eagles team last year.
Mm-hmm.
Talent for talent.
Yep.
I still think the 04 team had more talent on it. But you can't make that argument when that team actually won the
Super Bowl. No, you're
so
right.
So that's the better team.
All right. So here's the number, 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. The Marks and Reese Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Love is in the air. Wow her this Valentine's Day with a gift from Mark's Jewelers. Tell them that I sent you online, marks-jewelers.com. Are we overreacting to the Sixers after two games with this new team? No, we are not. What you see is what you're going to get with this team. They're deep with scorers. There's going to be some nights where the guys don't like, Ben's not going to have to worry about picking up some of the offense, right? There's going to be nights where he's doing big things down below. He's already a three-point shooter.
Yeah, like I think every night we don't worry about Ben's offense.
Yeah, but some nights, at least before, you would count on, even if they weren't
well,
pretty.
You needed it.
Yeah, you needed it.
You needed his. We don't need his offense.
You don't need
now.
It.
Yeah.
And if JJ's shooting 11 to 15 and he's hitting it from three, then you go ahead, brother. You don't even worry about Jimmy needs to take 9-10 shots. That's fine.
Yeah.
And he actually shown that he can do that.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Ben, this is the best situation for Ben. His scoring goes under the it goes like undercover now. You don't even, he can have 8 points.
Yep.
And he shoot the way he did yesterday.
He wasn't good
yesterday. And they still beat a team by 20-plus points.
Yep.
They have enough scoring. They'll score.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, to me, you got a top-five player in the league in Joel Embiid, guy who's, in my opinion, only behind the Greek Freak in MVP rankings, in my opinion. Give me that James Harden nonsense. Look at the two and tell me who would you rather have. You know, go do what James Harden is doing and get your back beat in every night. Look at what Embiid is doing. So I think what Embiid is doing on both ends of the court, by the way, he sets the tone for the defense as well for all you James Harden MVP candidates. Yeah, Embiid sets the tone on both ends of the court for this team, which is why I have him behind the Greek Freak. And so does the Greek Freak, mind you, set the tone on both ends of the court. But, I mean, it's a basketball team that has a chance to do something special. Here's the thing, John. Here's what I'll tell you. Like, dude, you want to be that team? You got to be special in the playoffs. They got to be special. They got to have special performances. Because when you look at the top four in this Eastern Conference, like, the Celtics have experience.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie has won a championship. Toronto has experience. You know, even though they lose typically to LeBron James.
Yeah, but they've been there.
They're in there every year. And then, oh, by the way, their best player has won a championship as the finals MVP. So you're going to need special performances from Embiid, from Tobias, from Jimmy Butler. Like, you're going to need that to get to the NBA finals.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you may need it on Toronto's court in a game 7. See, the Sixers don't have home court advantage.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm not making them the favorite to get to the finals. That's important. You're starting every series on the road for the first two games. That's important.
888-729-9494.
You could be down 0-2 by the time you get home.
5.5 games back from Milwaukee, who's number one, and then Toronto's just a game behind there. So, I mean, really, you go on a run here in the last however many games of the season. You could get that, but as of right now, you're right. They're four. The Celtics are the fifth seed.
Yeah.
You get the Celtics in the first round.
May get the Celtics in the first. Exactly. We may be finding out how good they are in that first round.
You can put them in the finals right now, like 888-729-9494. Tobias, oh, my goodness. He can just give him the ball. Yeah, he's smooth. He just works his way down the lane. Easy layup. He's shooting threes, catch and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jimmy Butler's just kind of sitting there waiting for the ball. Bang, hit it.
Sneaky hops yesterday by Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, man, that was a good game yesterday.
Sneaky athleticism.
But is there an overreaction going on right now from 76ers fans? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Best Sixers team in 36 years. Right now, Ike Reese. Marks and Reese.
Have at it, brother.
We start with your phone calls coming up next. And guys, so many different things to talk
I'm
about.
I'm mad about this Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
I'm mad about that.
Out. Now you got to use a high draft pick to draft a running back.
Oh, no. Oh, you may have to spend some money.
Or spend some money. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we start with you on the phones right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.